Peter, do you coach players on how to sort of nuance their schedule so that they don't burn themselves out throughout the year because of all the travel around the world?
Well, I mean, golf in particular, because that's my sport, but I think all sports, your performance starts with controlling your energy level. You have to learn the energy level that allows you to perform your best, and then you have to figure out how to get there on a daily basis in terms of golf, or every Sunday in terms of football, whatever the case may be. I mean, some guys get their energy level up too high and can't perform. A lot of guys have it too low and can't perform. So you have to identify it, and then you have to be able to repeat it. And in golf, that's a very, very difficult thing. Jack Nicklaus first, I think, identified this phenomenon, and he cherry-picked the tour way back in the 60s. He only played, 15, 16 events, 17 events, because he knew that if he played any more, he couldn't have the right energy level to perform at the level he wanted to. So, we regulate the schedule. We try to stay away from golf courses that the players don't like, because that drains energy from you. We try to stay away from playing too many weeks in a row, because that drains energy from you. And we try to get enough breaks in there where they can go back and get refreshed, get away from the game, work on their technique to re-energize themselves.
Let's give an example, with Jim Furyk in South Africa. He wins the tournament. Now he's going to make that god-awful long flight back, series of flights back. What kind of time element do you add to the recovery when a guy's coming back from South Africa or, say, from Ireland or Scotland?
Well, it depends on what his schedule is afterwards. I presume he's done. I presume that's the last event for him for the year. So, he's coming back with a $1 million in his pocket, which is not a bad way to fly back. And he'll be able to spend time now. He'll be able to take a couple weeks off, probably through Christmas, maybe even through New Year's with the family, and just kind of chill and give himself a chance to just maybe work out and leave the golf clubs alone and get himself re-energized to start, the beginning of January. He'll have to go to Hawaii to play in the Tournament Champions. So, he's got plenty of time to recover from that. Now, if he had to go play this week in the World Cup, that would be a whole other issue. That's a very, very difficult thing to do, to cover that many different time zones in that little bit of time, and then get yourself ready to play by Thursday.